I always knew, our team was always aware that if we stayed true to our constitutional provisions, we would emerge victorious. And it has been our position that anything that abrogates or be seen to be abrogating our constitution would not be entertained, firstly, by Zambians, and then secondly, by the judiciary. And our prediction has come to pass today that, they have vindicated us, that I am the duly elected president of the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, and therefore the substantive candidate for this coming by-election. I'm very happy with the ruling, and we commend the judiciary for being magnanimous in doing what they have done.
What is next after this ruling? You have a few weeks to campaign nationwide for this presidential by-election. What's next for you?
Well, firstly, my immediate challenge or message is to all our members that it was unfortunate that we spent so much time trying to deal with this matter. But now that it is concluded, I've called all members from all our provinces to concentrate on uniting the party and mobilizing membership and campaigning that we win this coming election. I think that I'm very happy with the attention that this case has received right across the country. A lot of people in Zambia felt there was a big injustice that had been done against myself, and that I had been mistreated by a group of people that had wanted to hijack the presidency midway.
Does that mean that from Friday you officially begin campaigning as the presidential, substantive presidential candidate of the MMD ahead of the by-election?
Yes, we start the campaigns tomorrow. I'm going to file in the nominations on Saturday, and I'm going to have my first rally in the northern province, in Kasama, on Sunday afternoon. So from there, we are going to have a non-stop campaign until 20th of January. So yes, we are hitting the road running, and we don't believe we are late. I think that there's a lot going for us, and we're going to take advantage of our previous engagement as vice president and also somebody who has gone across this country so many times.
What do you say to people who are saying that this ruling basically divides the MMD and could possibly undermine your chances of winning the presidential by-election? What do you say to that?
Well, obviously, we should not be blind to the fact that, the coming of Mr. Rupia Banda into the game was a big disadvantage to all of us. I think that it was a very bad idea that he wanted to come back and bring destabilization in the party. So obviously there will be those people that might feel disenfranchised. But this is a general, it's a by-election, and the voters are general members of the citizenry. So this is not just our political party voting for a president. This is all Zambians deciding to produce a president. So I think that, we will receive the votes from Zambians who are not members of my party, Zambians who are not even political, and we are going to concentrate on that great crowd of Zambians that just want a good president, and those are the ones we are counting on. But our party is still there, very strong, and I've been president for 2.5 years, and we have done quite a lot of work within our party, so we're okay.
Now, what do you think your chances are ahead of this presidential by-election in January 20?
Well, I think that our chances are extremely high and good. I think like anybody else that is contesting, we are putting in our very best. Some of our colleagues started before us, but that doesn't mean that we are not going to overtake them. And so I'm very confident that moving forward, we are going to put up our spirited campaign, and I expect victory on the 20th of January.